On the line now, I have Dean Eaton, who is Biodiversity Coordinator with the Dublin Bay Biosphere Partnership. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you very much for taking the call.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're going to talk now about a monster beach cleanup of North Bull Island. But before we go there, will you just tell us a little bit about the Dublin Bay Biosphere Partnership?
Yeah, absolutely. So the partnership is made up of six different organisations. So that's Dublin City Council, Fingal County Council, Dunleary Rathdown County Council, the three areas where the biosphere touch, and then Dublin Port Company, Vulture Ireland, and the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
And why did all these people get together, and what is it all about, Dean?
Okay, so they all came together to manage the Dublin Bay biosphere. So, you know, we're an amazing biosphere that's a biosphere within a capital city, which is pretty rare. It's one of 701 biospheres around the world in something like 126 countries. And it's an area where we manage protected areas for nature, but also for people. We want people to use these places and enjoy these places in a respectful manner, obviously. Because they're such a rich resource, and you know, the fact that it's on a city where we can escape from the city and go for a nice walk and really immerse ourselves in nature, they're just really, really important places.
And is the biosphere being treated with respect at the moment? Like, is this about conservation?
Do you know, it is mostly. I mean, you know, we have challenges, absolutely. But, you know, the biosphere is a wonderful place. It is being managed. It is being looked after. We have an army of volunteers all around the place. You know, and it's a wonderful place to visit.
Yeah. Now, the clean-up we're talking about, is this being organised by the Youth Committee?
The Youth Committee. So they're very new. Yeah. They had their first meeting there on the 1st of October. And the purpose of the Youth Committee is to raise awareness amongst young people about the benefits of the biosphere, but also the challenges, to offer young people an opportunity to make a difference, which is what this event on Sunday is all about, and also to give young people a say on the biosphere and, you know, be included in decision-making, ideally.
Yeah, now I've interviewed a lot of organisations, and I find that young people now have much more knowledge about global warming and that, you know, more so than people of my age group. Would you agree with that, Dean?
I hear you, John. Yeah, absolutely right. You know, young people are knowledgeable. They're in schools that are green schools. They've been immersed in, you know, knowledge of what's happening to our planet, but also how we can make a difference, how we can protect it. And the young people today, they're much more engaged. They're much more willing to get their hands dirty, roll their sleeves up, and get stuck in. And that's really great, and we need that, absolutely.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I interviewed a group. They were cleaning up Holt Beach.
Yeah.
And I had the kids there, which kids, school kids, you know, and I had them in with me, and we ended up talking about plastic. And this has gone back a couple of years, plastics in the ocean, and the knowledge they had of all these things, you know, and it was, I found it fantastic.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. I know we're blessed to have so many great young people in our area. I mean, you've probably heard of Flossie and the Beach Cleaners, a 12-year-old activist. They're based in Dunleary, who got the first sea bins into Ireland, you know, so these bins are working 24/7 to take the litter out of various places around the bay. But, you know, she's not unique. There are dozens of young people that are getting involved and taking action. You would have been aware of the climate strikes you know, the latest had 10,000 people marching through the city. So, you know, they like I say, they want to make a difference. They realise the importance, and they're prepared to put in the hard work, which is fantastic.
All right, well, we'll talk about now the Monster Beach cleanup Dublin Bay. What condition is North Dublin Island in at the moment?
Do you know, it's in pretty good shape, in fairness.
Yeah.
You've got North Bull Island volunteers that are there every month doing a clean-up. They were only there last week. So, you know, the North Bull Island itself is in pretty good nick. yes, we've got some issues with invasive species, sea buckthorn being a particular one. But it, you know, in fairness, it's well managed and well looked after by Dublin City Council, but also by an army of volunteers.
And tell us a little bit about it. It's happening. It's based around Halloween.
Yes. So, you know, these young people wanted to make the cleanup fun. So they're encouraging people to come along in Halloween costumes if possible. That's not essential, absolutely not essential, but it would add to the experience. The cleanup is 2 to 3 p.m. That time was chosen because of tide times and light at this time of year. And we're all meeting at the visitor centre there in Northbull Island.
Now, this is happening on Sunday.
Sunday,
from 2 to 3 p.m. And you mentioned volunteers. If people want to take part, is there room for more people to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we'll try and cater for as many people as possible. If we find that we have too many people, which is a possibility, we've got a mapping exercise that will involve essentially walking the island. So, you know, we'll have something for people to do, even if we don't have enough litter pickers, bags and gloves. We probably won't have a huge amount of litter either, but yeah, we want to keep the island as pristine as possible. So, but we'll keep people busy and we'll keep people entertained. We'll have fun. Now, I would like to say that there is a prize on offer as well. I'm very, very grateful to Dublin Zoo. They've given us, given the youth committee a family pass for Dublin Zoo. It's a one-visit family pass, and basically anyone who comes along, gets involved, will have the name put in the hat with a chance to win that family pass for 2 adults and 4 children to go and visit Dublin Zoo, which is another great resource in our county.
Yes, it is. It's fantastic, and it's a great prize too for a family.
It's amazing, yeah.
The participants are being encouraged to dress in Halloween costumes, but yeah, it's not necessary, is it?
No, absolutely not. You know, it's just if you want to come along and get into the spirit of it, pardon the pun, and have a bit of fun, do so. If you want to just turn up, dress normally and get involved, that's perfectly fine too. You know, all welcome, all ages as well. It's not just for young people, it's for all ages.
And the cleaning equipment will be provided. And there's also, I want to see here, is that there's tea and coffee also available. So if you want to take
that's right. So limited supplies. I mean, if we get hundreds turn up, we might be in trouble. But we've tea and coffee for people turning up and the equipment. So yeah, come along and enjoy a day out walking along Northbull Island and making a difference.
Yeah, you're making a difference and having a bit of fun doing so.
Absolutely.
So, well, fair play to you, Dean, and your colleagues.
Well,
is there a website?
I'd like to take credit, to be honest with you, but it's actually the youth committee.
Yeah.
You know, this is all their ideas. They're encouraged to come up with ideas and suggestions themselves, and I dare say there will be a lot more of these kind of events going forward. So as far as website, I'm actually working on a new website at the moment, but most of this information is available on our Facebook page, which is Dublin Bay Biosphere.
Okay, and this is the first project for the youth committee?
First of many, I'm sure.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sure it will be, and it's great to see things like that happen. Listen, is there anything you'd like to add, Dean, before we...
John, not really. I just thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to get the message out there. Really appreciate it. And just to say that, you know, we're so fortunate to have this resource on our doorstep, and it's great that we have so many people interested in taking action. So, and big thanks to everyone who do have an interest in our biosphere and are prepared to get involved.
Yeah, and it's there to be enjoyed, so we encourage Absolutely. People to go and enjoy it.
Yeah, great stuff.
Okay, listen, Dean, thank you very much for taking the call.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye-bye.